Welcome to the Bitchin' Brainstorm podcast with Elaine the Brain Terso. I believe that every problem has a solution. So the episodes you will hear will be live strategy calls with real entrepreneurs who are feeling stuck. We will spend a few minutes bitching about the struggle and then move forward with finding solutions. You will hear topics about launching offers, mindset, marketing, strategy, and so much more. Remember, we are both the problem and the solution. Now, let's get out of our own damn way and get shit done. If you are an entrepreneur and would like to receive a live strategy call, please visit bitchinbrainstorm.com and fill out an application. We would love to have you as our next guest. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Bitchin' Brainstorm podcast. This is the Elevate Your Customer Experience Summit Edition, and I have a brand new friend that I've never met before. This is our first time meeting. Wanda Allen is here. And so, Wanda, I'm going to have you introduce yourself and tell the people about who you are and what you do.
All right. Excellent. Well, I'm Wanda Allen, and my company is Follow Up Sales Strategies. And I'm an international speaker and coach, and everything I do is centered around helping all that I can improve their follow-up skills. And which, you know, business is so much easier to get, relationships are so much easier to keep, which elevates service. And that's why I'm here.
I love it. So, on Valentine's Day, you'll be happy to know this. On Valentine's Day, I did a workshop called Fall in Love with Follow-Up.
Oh, I love it.
I know, because I feel like it's the thing that the people that I talk to, and I'm going to include myself in this, no shame, is that we have really great intentions of following up, mm-hmm. but then life gets in the way, and then, or our head gets in the way, because we're thinking, I don't want to be salesy. I don't want to come off as desperate. What if they're going to say no, la, 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 all the things.
Yeah.
Can you tell us in your experience, like, what is follow-up really, and why is it so vital to having a great customer experience?
It's about service. Whether you're following up on the prospecting side, there's an extension of follow-up, which is known as relationship management. It's called staying in touch. Known as relationship management. And it's another area that's terribly neglected today. And so, you're in the hunt. You're always in the hunt. If you quit following up on the prospecting side, and two, if you drop a relationship, the minute business gets closed, which is typically what happens, and then they're off looking for their next new lead. It is an area that in general, people really struggle with for a variety of reasons. You've mentioned one of them, which is what I call mindset. And there's just so much fear associated with following up and relationship management. It's not viewed as important work. Mm. And at the end of the day, life and business is about people. It's about relationships. So we got to bring it back up to the top of the list. And the customer service bar is so low today that it doesn't take much to stand out.
Yep.
And so if you will be that one,
that's
one of the very few that does follow up and serve your prospects well, that does stay in touch and serve your clientele well, because there's so much more opportunity when you do it.
I 100% agree with you. I love that you said hunter, because I have this analogy about either you're a hunter or a farmer. Mm-hmm. A hunter is the one who is constantly out fishing for new leads. They don't know where their next meal is coming from. There's scarcity mentality going on where, oh my gosh, I don't know. So they just go out and hunt and hunt, and that's cold emails, all that stuff, right? Where the farmer is focused on building relationships and knowing that what I do today may not have a result for 90 days, but because of that, they're always fed. They never have to go hunting because they've planted seeds along the way. Every single day they're planting a seed. And so they're always fed. And so I really love, having this conversation, because I think that you're right. People not following up, you're losing thousands of dollars. You're leaving thousands of dollars on the table because you were afraid and you know, afraid to be sales or whatever that is. Mm-hmm. What has been your biggest, like, the best way for you to follow up? Like, what's been your top strategy that you've used when it comes to following up?
Well, you've got to be consistent with it. Prospects don't operate on your timeline. Research tells us it takes between 5 and 12 contacts, yeah, 80% of the time. So mm-hmm. you have to be consistent with it, and you have to have the right mindset.
Yep.
If you will do those two, you know, you're there. Mm-hmm. You are there. So this is what I call, be all in with follow-up and relationship management, and then be consistent. Therein lies success. That's what it's got to be done.
Mm-hmm. And there's so many different ways to follow up. Like, it's not just sending an email. There's like 13 no. different ways that someone can actually follow up and continue the conversation.
Yes. And the number one, the most effective tool we have, but the one that's used the least, yeah, is the phone for its originally intended purpose. Because I can cover with you in a 5-minute conversation what could take 4 emails in 2 days.
Right.
And you're tell me things on the phone that you won't tell me in an email or a text. And there's so much fear around the phone. Like, that's
oh my goodness. I know.
There's so much fear around the phone. And it's because yeah. the beautiful skill and art of communication is getting lost. And it's not just the yeah. younger generation. Mm-hmm. It is all generations, because the electronic tools are yep. the primary means of communication.
Yes. I see that so much, is that people are afraid to pick up the phone. And I was guilty of this too. Like, I had to come to this awareness that I was afraid I was going to bother people, that I was going to interrupt them. And so I had to get out of my own damn way and say, if they're busy or they're in a meeting, I can leave a voicemail. They won't answer. That's okay. Mm-hmm. But I had this major fear of bothering people, and it prevented me from picking up the phone. I don't do that anymore. Like, I may check in with someone and just make sure, like, hey, do you have 5 minutes? But like, I'm not afraid to talk. I love talking on the phone. Like, I could gab all day long. Right. And I think it really allows you your personality and who you are as a person. And you get to exchange that energy when you can really tell if you're going to vibe with someone or not, because you may not vibe and be like, I don't want to actually work with them. We don't vibe.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, they will hear the sincerity and interest in your voice that they will not get in an email or yes. a text.
That
is so important. And the phone humanizes mm-hmm. your follow-up. You don't want to just be an email or a text.
Yeah.
You know, and we forget we are human beings, and mm-hmm. we need human interaction for yeah. the health and wellness of our relationship. Technology is a tool. It is not a be-all and end-all way of life. And for so many, it has become the be-all and end-all.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any thoughts around how people could follow up, whether they provide a service or they sell a product?
Well, I'm not sure what you mean by how they could follow up.
So like service-based businesses, I think it's a lot easier to follow up with people versus someone who maybe sells a product. If they have like a t-shirt shop, or they make crafts or sell jewelry or something like that. Like, I feel like there's very different ways to follow up based on the type of business that you have. Have you had any experience with that?
No, because follow-up is a fundamental in the sales process, mm-hmm. it has to get done regardless of the product or service that's being sold. Mm-hmm. So if you're talking to a prospect and they're not moving forward today, mm-hmm. you have to follow up.
Mm.
So, you know, like if it's for a florist and somebody that comes in and buys a bouquet of flowers, you know, that's a little different, but what if it's a wedding
yeah.
for that florist?
Right.
You've got to follow up.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that it's the same responsibility
mm-hmm.
for everyone that's looking for business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any advice for people? I've heard this so many times where somebody like has a table at an event, for example, like a vendor table, and they collect all these emails and then they put it away. And 6 months later, out comes the thing. And they're like, well, it's too late. I can't follow up with them. Do you think there's a window, a period of time where you're like, well, it's stale? Or would you encourage them to still reach out and say, oh, crap, I found this in my, you know, like a way to re-engage people?
Yeah, I encourage them. Do it. Why not? What's the worst? Most people think the worst thing that will happen is they're going to say, no, I'm not interested. That's not the worst thing. The worst thing that will happen is they're going to say they went with somebody else.
Mm.
That's a kick in the gut. However, let it be reinforcement. Okay, I am not doing this again. And you will survive it. Whatever the outcome is, you will survive it. And I love it. And it's just not trade shows. People are knocking themselves out networking. They network in themselves, you know, till the cows come home, and they do nothing. And then there's all these business cards sitting on the desk. And, and you know, networking creates a false sense of accomplishment.
Mm.
It plants the seed. So you were using the seed. It plants the seed. It's very important, but that's not what gets you business.
Yeah.
You have to follow up that you have to nurture that seed. The relationship is a plant when, you know, once you've closed business. If you don't take care of that plant, water it, nurture it, it's going to die.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. I'm huge into networking, and I always encourage people, because I facilitate a lot of them, is like the meeting is a place for you to find out who do I need to connect with. And I always tell people, find five people. Right? Five people that you need to have a one-on-one conversation with, or even a group call, doesn't matter, and where you're, you know, getting to know each other. Because otherwise, like, that's where the magic happens, is in that one-on-one time where you're getting to know each other and you're building that know, like, trust factor. It's how you stand out. Otherwise, you're not going to be remembered. You're just going to be another, like, oh, what do you do? Because we're too damn busy about our own selves that we're not paying attention. We need that one-on-one time.
And it needs to be promptly.
Yeah.
Because people forget, as much as we want to believe we will, even if somebody met you last week, they may have to really rack their brain to remember who you are.
Yeah.
And so being responsive and prompt, you know, that's that you're going to stand out.
Yeah.
Because most people don't do it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I attended a networking thing yesterday. I wasn't facilitating, but I was like, wow, somebody messaged me on LinkedIn. Oh my God, I'd love to connect with you. Here's my calendar link. I'm like, thank you for making it easy, right? Yeah. Like, make it easy for the person and say, hey, here's my calendar link. Like, let's get something on the calendar instead of this back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And it left an impression.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
I'd love to connect with you. Yeah.
Yeah. When you do it, you leave such a great professional impression, but most people think, oh my gosh, I don't know. What are they going to think? Forget about that.
Yeah.
You are going to be one of the few that actually is expressing interest, taking initiative. Mm-hmm. That's who you want to be. Not the one who sits back and waits and does nothing.
Right. Well, I am so excited to have our summit coming up on July 12th, and I'm so grateful to meet new people. Like I said, I love meeting new people, and so thank you for, you know, coming into my experience so we can share energy and share tips and strategies and all the things, because that is like the heart of what I love doing, is sharing everything I learn. I'm like, I learned this amazing thing. You need to know about it too, you know, because together we all go up, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I love it. Yeah. Well, you're most welcome. And I really am looking forward to being a part of the event.
Yeah. So be sure to tune in, you guys, on July 12th, starting at 8 a.m. Pacific time. Wanda is going to be a part of our summit. She's going to be on a panel, and she's going to have a breakout room. So you'll be able to go in and talk with her more about your follow-up questions and strategies and all of the things. So be sure to tune in, and we'll see you guys later. Thanks so much. Are you a six-figure business owner feeling overwhelmed and stretched thin by wearing multiple hats in your business? Look no further. I got your back. I'm here to help you streamline your business and elevate your customer experience. I want to help you unlock the hidden gems in your business with my Done With You and Done For You CRM building services. I want to help you discover the power of streamlining your systems, processes, and workflows for accelerating your business growth built all around the customer experience. Connect with me today at elaineturso.com.